The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Thanks for tuning in. You're here with And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Oh, here with making sure water has its space in the airwaves, which also
in
is made of
the
water.
Abundance of water. The food will get thirsty.
You are here with And So It Flows. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water, here having a great time at 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield Community Radio. From the heart of the Berkshires to all around the world, our water-loving globe, you're getting the consciousness of water straight from Pittsfield. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Super psyched today. Gonna have a really, 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 really great guest. Sarah Andrew from the tea place in Housatonic called EST, which in Latin means to be. Being teas. Actually, no. EST, extra special teas. And she's going to be talking about tea and the program that they got going on over there. Their love for H2O. Their love for small town life in Housatonic. All super psyched. Going to be happening second half of the show. So stay tuned for that. Going to be bringing up some music right now. Let's see what we got going. In the world of music. This is directly off Spotify playlist called And So It Flows. All water songs, just making sure it's all there. Got a little bit of music coming your way. This is going to be by DNCE. We're starting off with Cake by the Ocean. Oh, we have a little bit tech. Gotta love our tech. There we go. Cake by the Ocean. And So It Flows.
Oh no, see you walking around like it's a funeral. Not so serious, girl, why those feet cold? We just getting started, don't you tiptoe, tiptoe. Waste time with the masterpiece, to waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me, you should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby. I'm rolling up on this, sweet, sweet, baby.
but you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously.
Whoa, talk to me, baby. I'm rolling up on this. Sweet, sweet, baby.
Bye.
know the trouble from the break. You know your straight line from a curve. You've got a lot of nerve, but I know you. Give me steam. I'm how you feel. Can make it real. Real as any place you've been. Get out of everybody knows dial, hold your breath, counter file, egg slap, booby trap, cover it up in bubble wrap, room shake, earthquake, find a way to stay away, it's gonna blow, it's gonna break, this is more than I can take.
Listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, two O's in H2O. Super psyched to be with you. I am your Super Waterman ambassador for water. Every now and then we get a question. You know, if I'm walking down the streets and somebody knows that I do a water podcast, it's like, what's the purpose? Well, couple of things. How can we share the message of water from where people are at rather than hoping people will be where I want them to be? And it's, they may not be there. So they may be somewhere else. They may be like, you know, never noticing that cake by the ocean was about having dessert by the ocean, which is water. They never knew that steam came from water. Maybe they just didn't know, and they like Peter Gabriel. That's the idea. It's a parable. And you got a pair of molecules there, maybe a threefer with H2O. So you want to be able to kind of like have that message go through the music, through the culture, through the conversation that it starts. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched. You know why? Because I'm going to be with Sarah Andrew from EST, Extra Special Teas. And there she's going to be talking about teas. She's going to tease us about teas. We've got a lot of teas. We're going to talk herbal. We're going to talk, you know, caffeinated. Why people go to tea. The value of tea. Plus, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the actual program that happens at EST. I'm going to let Sarah explain it a little bit better. But tea, guess what? You need water for tea. Like you need water for chocolate. And you need water for coffee. And you need, like, water is a necessary item. You know. And we got a little news regarding the water. This is with an inundation of water from NBC News. Hurricane Helene, over 220 dead as some communities struggle to get basic supplies. I'll be reaching out very soon to our local civic organizations to see if anything's going on to bring some aid down to North Carolina. I'll be reaching out to the Rotary, to the Lions, to, you know, like, see who's doing what. Because they're in need. More than a week later, some residents and communities remain isolated. Hundreds of thousands are without power, and spotty service has made communication difficult. As people dig out of the muck and survey the damage to their homes and cities, stories of heroic rescues and devastating losses are coming to light. So pay attention who you give for. Some donators are going to survivors of Helene. Organizations include the Red Cross, National Voluntary Organizations active in disaster are seeking assistance from the public. I'll be reaching out over the next couple of weeks over here in our region, over in the Berkshires, where there's a strong connection to that part of North Carolina, given that it is still considered the Appalachian Trail area. And, you know, Pittsfield does connect quite a few different areas. Really excited. Going to be with Sarah Andrew pretty soon from EST. We're going to be talking about tea. It's time to talk regarding tea. Because guess what? Water and tea go well. And here's a really good poem by Nick Cave. Opium Tea.
Here I sleep the morning through, until the call to prayer awakes me. And there is nothing to do but rise and follow the day wherever it takes me. I stand at the window and look at the sea. Then I make me a pot of opium tea. Down at the port, I watch the boats come in. Watching boats come in can do something to you. And the kids gather round with outstretched hand, and I toss them a dirham or two. And I wonder if my children are thinking of me. For I am what I am, and what will be will be. I wonder if my kids are thinking of me, and I smile, and I sip my opium tea. At night, the sea lashes the rust-red ramparts, and the shapes of hooded men move past me, and the mad moaning wind, it laughs and it laughs at the strange lot that fate has cast me. And the cats on the rampart sing merrily that I am what I am, and what will be. The cats on the rampart sing merrily, and I sit and I drink my opium tea. I'm a prisoner here. I can never go home. There is nothing here to win or to lose. There are no choices needing to be made at all. Not even the choice of having to choose. I am a prisoner, yes. But I am also free. Because I am what I am. And what will be. I'm a prisoner here, yes. But I'm also free. And I smile. And I sip my opium tea.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem...
You know, that advertising, you know, it's not something I intended to play there. That's a little bit of SoundCloud being a little pushy and putting in an ad when I didn't ask for it, but, you know, guess what? Algorithmically, whatever that word is, you know, it just plays a lot of advertising. We got a little song set up for you. English Tea by Paul McCartney. We're going to be having a conversation with a tea person. She's going to be joining us from EST. So, and before that, before English Tea, which song we heard before was Steam by Peter Gabriel. And just a little note there that you can't actually create steam without tea. Just look at that as a spelling note. English Tea by Paul McCartney.
Would you care to sit with me for a cup of English tea? Very twee, very me, any sunny morning. What a pleasure it would be, chatting so delightfully. Nanny bakes fairy cakes every Sunday morning. Miles and miles of English garden stretching past the willow tree, lines of hollyhocks and roses. Listen most attentively. Do you know the game croquet? Peradventure we might play. Very gay, hip hooray, any Sunday morning. Miles and miles of English garden stretching past the willow tree, lines of hollyhocks and roses. Listen most attentively. As a rule, the church bells chime when it's almost supper time. Nanny bakes fairy cakes on a Sunday morning.
Insomnia, it's a cure for tonsillitis and for water.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Oh, we're here having an incredible time. Really just vibing on water, vibing on, some might say, tea. Tea is good, that's for sure. We all love, gotta love that tea. Tea is good for you, as the Kinks were singing. Can cure a lot of, like, ills. And then we had the Kinks singing, "Have a Cup of Tea." And cuppa is spelled C-U-P-P-A without an H. In parts further east than here, they call it kappa. Kappa. But, you know, gotta love that extra A-H that happens in the eastern portion of this state of Massachusetts, commonly known as a commonwealth. We started off this set of tea set with Paul McCartney singing English Tea off the Chaos and Creation in the Backyard. The Kinks were singing their song off Matt Muswell Hillbillies' Super Deluxe album. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. In just a couple of minutes, we are going to have a conversation with Sarah Andrew of ESTTs down in the village of Housatonic, which a lot of eyeballs are looking at these days. A lot of ears as well are listening up. It could be a turning point for access to water, not just here, but all around the world. I know it's big, but you know, all big things start small, like, start small and then work our way up. It's kind of like dealing with water for a government, for a community. If we can't get water to ourselves, maybe we got to start there first. Maybe that's a good way to proceed as a world. Can we do it for ourselves? And I say we can. And part of it is having a great relationship to H2O. And here's a really good little note here on the history of tea time. Can be traced back to the 1650s and 1660s, where tea was first brought to England from China. So the English are laying claim for this tea time. At the time, tea was a luxury item only available to the upper classes. The popularity of tea increased in the 18th century as the cost dropped. Gotta love that. Good old Brits. I'm sure they traded fairly with China back at those times. Or maybe they just said, "What is your tea doing in your tea garden? What is our tea doing in your tea garden?" But maybe not. Maybe they were trading fairly. Maybe they were. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We're here at 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. It is one extraordinary station that provides access to community members who want to bring their voices and their thoughts and their rock and roll to the world. And more than happy to announce that we're going to have a moment, in just a moment, with Sarah Andrew from EST Tea House over in Housatonic, and she's right here right now. Why don't we have a little conversation with her?
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. Super excited to be here, sitting in the village of Housatonic, on the corner of Front and Pleasant. Yeah, it is a pleasant frontier. And you'll hear some background noises. I'm here with Sarah Andrew. Say hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Sarah, our water-loving listeners from around the world are tuned in today because they really love tea.
Well, I also love tea, so that's great.
That's great. That's awesome. You know, Sarah is the tea blending director and sales director at a place called Extra Special Teas, or EST. This is the Housatonic one. So thanks for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, tell us about tea. Like, how does that intersect with water? Oh, wait. No, you
well, you can't have one without the other.
I know, right?
So,
tell us about tea.
Tell us about tea. Where do I even start?
What I guess is it tea starts. Blending? I mean, what's that?
Tea blending is, it's a, kind of like, I like to compare it to like a witch making potions. Like, I really do. Blending tea is just knowing what herbs go with what flavors go with what flavors. Knowing how, but like the weight of your herbs, how it can affect, like the outcome of the taste. If you add too much of something, if you add too little, you gotta know your conversion tables when it comes to ounces and milliliters. You're working with all sorts of different ingredients that you never thought that you would work with before.
Well, so you're when you're blending, you're basically working with the leaves alone.
It leaves, herbs. There are some, spices that we work with, like cinnamon and clove and, like, all sorts of stuff like that.
Cool. Cool. I think the thing, we are sitting outside, so you're going to hear some background, beautiful noise. It's a gorgeous day here in Housatonic Way. It's got to be hitting 60 degrees, just about 60, and that's in the sun. So it does get chilly at night up here. So about tea, since we're talking about hot and cold, are there cold teas? Are there teas that you could make and are better cold?
Well, it can actually kind of be like cold brew coffee. You take your leaves and you steep them in cold water overnight for 24 hours and you get a more potent, stronger iced tea. And yeah, it's very similar to coffee in that aspect, definitely.
Very, very, very. So,
and you can do it with any tea. It can be herbal, it could be green, it could be black. It doesn't matter, like, the type.
What's the difference between green and black tea? That's like a simple, but like, what's this green tea? It's clear. Can it really be tea? Like, what's the difference?
So all tea comes from one plant, which is called the Camellia sinensis plant. And you get green tea, black tea, white tea, those.
That's loud, and we are outside, that's for real.
Many apologies for the motorcycle. But all tea comes from one plant, and it has to do with the processing, as to the different processing processes that you can go through to get the tea, like picking, or
so
actually it's called plucking.
Same plant.
It's the same
what's
plant.
What's the plant called again?
Camellia sinensis.
How do you spell that?
Oh my god.
C-A...
C-A-L-L...
Camellia.
C-A-M...
Uh-huh.
E-L-L-I-A... Camellia sinensis. S-E-N-S... Sin... Hold on. S-E-N-S-I-N... E-N... S-I-S.
Okay, we got
sinensis. I'm bad at spelling.
That's okay, that's okay.
Bad at spelling, good at tea.
So, all teas come from that?
Most teas. Herbal teas are different because
they're
not actually tea. They're tisanes. So, herbal tea blends aren't actually considered tea in the tea community. They're tisanes.
Whoa. Okay, tisanes. T-I-S-S-A-N-E or something like that.
T-I-S... A-N-E.
Oh, just, okay, one S. Okay, so tussains, and that's herbal tea.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Camellia sinensis or something like that.
And there's also different variants of the Camellia sinensis plant. Like there's Camellia sinensis assamica, which where your black Assam tea comes from. There's like a billion different variants, but it all started with one plant.
Okay.
And over time with pollination and stuff, it has grown into different things. And there are different processes for the teas to go through to get the, their final form, really.
Yeah. So are there, that's a lot about tea. You know, most people is like, I like my tea dark with cream.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's different distinctions to tea that like most people won't pick up.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like wine in a way, or coffee again. You get little flavor notes, and your palate really changes when you get into tea. Start noticing those little like under flavors and stuff.
There are a couple of teas I really like. I like teas, the caffeinated kind, because it's a clearer. You're gliding.
Mm-hmm.
No hyperbolic movements up and down or whatever, that plane that makes you go weightless mm-hmm. when you're crashing. So that's great about caffeinated teas. About uncaffeinated teas or teas that are more, I would put them in the herbal space.
Yes.
And some of those being healing. I like teas that help heal
mm-hmm.
around detoxification. I think that's a really important space for people to learn.
Absolutely. I think teas are super important if you want to improve your gut health. Like, I think that more people should be drinking tea, really. It's, you got a tummy ache, drink some peppermint, you know, like take some, throw little pieces of ginger in your tea, you know, like there's so many things that we can do herbally that we don't have to do pharmaceutically.
Agreed. You know, it's agreed. It's similar to my perspective on water, and we'll get into that right after this little bit of station break. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am sitting here with Sarah Andrew. We're on the corner of Pleasant Street and Front Street in the Great Village of Housatonic, Massachusetts, which sits on the Housatonic River. And we're at a place called Extra Special Teas. A little bit about the water. The different levels of water allow for different levels of... If you have a different relationship to tea, water also has different spaces. So that's what we're out to have a conversation about, is some places, like in Hungary, where I was, in lovely Budapest, they have multiple Turkish healing mineral baths on the Danube River. Beautiful, medical. Did you hear me? In Hungary, they have it. It is a European nation, and they love it, and it was handed down to them through their direct lineage to Genghis Khan, who really likes steam stuff. And
wish we had more stuff like that here.
Yeah, maybe. So, well, let's get back into tea. Extra Special Teas. Mm-hmm. You're also program director here?
I'm not program director. I do work in the program. Every Friday I teach four classes.
Wow.
Why
don't we back up? What is the program?
So here at Extra Special Teas, our main focus is our day program, which employs adults with special needs. And we teach them how to be self-sufficient. We teach them how to work in a restaurant setting, how to be prepared for a job, work ethic. We teach them other things other than preparing them for real life, too. We do math classes, reading classes, history, geography. It's like a little mini school here. We're teaching them things that they might maybe have missed out on in school, as well as we are teaching them how to be self-sufficient in life.
Wow. Important. You're setting them up to win.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole goal here. We sometimes even consider ourselves a transition program, in the sense of there are some people who come here and we are not their end all be all. They will move on to have fantastic careers of their own without our support or support from the state. So that's our goal, is just to make sure that our guys are taken care of and they know how to take care of themselves.
That's really, 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 really great. So what is one of the things that you might do in the program? What is it that you do?
So as I said, on Fridays I teach four classes. My first class that I teach is called Restaurant Skills. Wow. And I teach them how to their hygiene in the kitchen, knife safety, stove safety, just general cooking practices, as well as how to keep themselves prepped for a kitchen job. And
that includes hygiene, cleaning, mm-hmm. hair net,
gloves, all of it. And I teach that with our fabulous chef, who is just, I really couldn't do it without her, really. I've never worked in a kitchen, but she has. So she brings all of the real life experience.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And you have a full menu here too, right?
We do. We have a full gluten-free menu. I guess breakfast and lunch. But everything here that we make in Housatonic is completely gluten-free. And as well as we try to do all of our teas certified organic.
And your water is filtered, right?
And our water is outsourced, actually.
Outsourced.
We don't use from any water company that's in Housatonic, just because we know about the water issue. So we get our water from Culligan Water, and we've been getting water from them for a good 2 years now. When I first started working here and I was just a tea bar worker, I used to bring in bottles of water from my house to fill up our boilers so that we could make tea. And that was when I was living in Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
I gotcha. And, you know, that's a known issue. And it is kind of a belabor. The point is that, like, an extra tax on on restaurants. And I do see that coming to an end soon. But in the meantime, you know, thanks for mentioning that. That's important.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's important for people.
We were looking into a reverse osmosis system as well, I don't know where the process with that is, but
yeah,
I will let you know if there's any updates.
Yeah. Thank you. And a couple of questions I had regarding the program. Is there any kind of, like, why? Why did it start?
That's a great question. So our owner, Cherry Sains, her son is special needs. He's autistic nonverbal. And she started a day program for him out of her house. And it grew into, we can help more people than just our son. So her and her husband opened up our location in Great Barrington as a tea house / day program, to give people an opportunity to have a job and have a purpose, as well as the day program to keep them, keep their minds active and just, you know, keep up with that education. I think we started off with two or three other participants, not including Cherry's son, and we've grown to what we are now, two different locations. I believe 39 participants.
Wow.
And
it's
around 20 employees.
And that actually, there's quite a few who participate in this who are part of the community as well. So,
yes.
Yeah.
We're very community based, especially in the Housatonic area. We try very hard to collaborate with all of the other businesses here and make it so that we have a very tight knit
Cool.
Relationship.
Cool. And you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And we're right here out of Pittsfield at 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. And you did hear Pittsfield has a water show. You heard. And we're sitting here right now with Sarah Andrew. She's a tea blending extraordinaire blender and also sales director for Extra Special Teas, also involved in programming as well and training. Amazing. We're sitting here in Housatonic, Massachusetts, Front and Pleasant Street. You've heard some background noise. That is true. It's all wonderful. It comes live. Let's get down to Extra Special Teas. The actual acronym is EST, which means in Latin to be. And it called me when I first passed by it in Great Barrington. I saw that one first. And I said, to be. That's perfect name for a tea place, because most people, like, you know, if you're into tea, you're not like radically spiking and staying up 36 hours and needing that next cup of coffee. You're doing tea. So it's natural to want to be, and tea helps you. So was that put into the name consciously, or was that just something?
You know, I can't confirm nor deny if it was a conscious thing.
I've talked to a lawyer.
I think that it is a great, at least it's a great coincidence because of the purpose that we do have here, not just in tea, but in our day program as well.
Yeah.
And
like all about the being.
Being present in your body.
Being present in your body and the being of others.
And the being of others, being positive, having a purpose. Like, that's what we're all about here, is we try to promote positivity and mindfulness as much as we can.
I totally, totally, totally get it. And let's say, do you ever have the ability for people who are from other states and they're interested in the programming, do they ever come and visit?
Yeah, they do. We've had a couple of people from other states, mostly in New York, to come visit. And sometimes the participant that's looking for a job will get into a group home in the area and then we'll come work here. We had one of our participants lived in, I believe, like New Hampshire and moved all the way down here to work here, which I think is incredible.
How about actual other program directors of other programs, and they say, what are you doing? What's your magic tea?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if there's really magic in it. Maybe it's just a conglomerate of all sorts of things put together by our guys. Like,
totally if congealed, I get it.
If I'm being honest, sometimes I feel like their assistant. Like, they really take the reins on a lot of things. And they're involved in the process of tea blending. I have people who help me weigh out herbs and mix it with their hands. We have people making drinks on the tea floor. We have people in the kitchen making your food for you. We have people in our other store who are making our tea-infused dog bones by hand.
Tea-infused dog bones. Get that, doggy. You get some tea. That's great. Lucky you.
They're infused with lavender chamomile to naturally calm the dog.
Fido's friend, actually. Especially if you have, like, one of those little bitey ones. Here, have a chamomile bone. And tea. It's good for you. It has water.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
And we also make soaps and bath bombs as well.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That are tea-infused.
Tea. So, again, that's Extra Special Teas. They're based in both Great Barrington and Housatonic. We're in the village of Housatonic now. I am sitting here finishing up an interview with Sarah Andrew, a tea blending master and sales director for Extra Special Teas. How do people find out more about Extra Special Teas and your programming and your teas?
Well, you can visit our locations in Great Barrington and Housatonic, Massachusetts, or you can go to our website, www.extraspecialteas.org. And you can also check us out on Spotify, where we have a podcast of our own.
No way. Wow. Looks like some cross What are the pollination happening here? Water and tea. We'll be back at you. And thanks again for being with us.
Thank you so much again for having me. This has been awesome.
Awesome. Great. And be well. Take care, my friend.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, here at 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Super psyched to be with you. Thanks again for joining us. Thanks, Sarah. Appreciate it. Appreciate the time. Appreciate the live sounds from outdoors, where life actually happens. Outdoors. It's amazing how, you know, life happens indoors. Let me not disabuse. Let's not think that life doesn't happen indoors. But outdoors, it's kind of real. It's kind of primal. And had some background of Housatonic. Love that little village. Give them their... given their love of water. We got some music coming your way. Not sure what we're going to do, but looks like a little bit of Bob Dylan is in the space. He's up next, and he's having us a little bit of Hard Rain's Gonna Fall.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? And where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain. Gonna fall. Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. So highway diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rain. They're gonna fall. Oh, what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were ablazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain. Are gonna fall. Oh, what did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard.
Sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See, in trouble. Water, water.
Thanks again for joining, and So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Talk to you next week. Have some cool water all around the show, so stay tuned and love your water
in the abundance of water. The fool will get thirsty.